Welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, to the program The Teacher. In today's program, we're going to talk about doing goodness to humanity. Stay tuned. Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad, and today we're talking about doing goodness to humanity. When we talk about humanity, we don't just mean Muslims. We mean all human beings. Islam has certain laws which state that the lives of all human beings are respected and must be preserved. Islam prohibits the abuse or killing of innocent human beings, whether they are Muslim or not. But not only that, we as Muslims must also help other human beings who are in need. This is because they are our fellow human beings. During the time of Prophet Muhammad, Jews and Christians were living peacefully under the Islamic rule. The same thing must happen today. In some Muslim countries like Iran, people of different religions, such as Judaism, Christianity, and Zoroastrianism, are living peacefully with the Muslim Iranians. No Muslim Iranian has the right to offend them and must try to be good toward them. So, for example, if a war erupts in a country whose inhabitants are not Muslim, and there are a lot of people being killed, they need humanitarian aid, and they're suffering from famine, what is the duty of Muslim countries? Of course, they must help them and deliver humanitarian aid to them, and help the war-stricken people of that country, whether they're Muslim or not. Or, let's say you're living in a Western country and you see a poor person who is not a Muslim, of course, such as a homeless who needs money. Is it okay to give him some money? Yes, it is good to do that, as long as you're certain that the money will not be spent on alcoholic beverages. I've seen some homeless people in the streets who carry signs saying, "Give me some money, I want it to drink beer," for example. So if you see a homeless person with such a sign in his hands, then probably it's not good or acceptable in Islam to help such a homeless person. But if you see a homeless person without such a sign in his hand, it's okay to help him. So doing good to humanity is very recommended in Islam. There's a famous passage from the Nahjul Balagha which quotes Imam Ali as saying, "When the Imam heard that an anklet was forcefully removed from a Jewish woman by a group of bad Muslims, Imam Ali said that if a person dies by hearing this piece of news, it is fitting." This shows that Imam Ali was a defender of humanity and could not tolerate injustice to even non-Muslims. So, if you see all these people who claim to be Muslims, such as Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who say whoever is not a Muslim or does not have the same faith as them, they must be killed, these are all nonsense and completely against what Islam teaches us. A disbeliever who is innocent is a fellow human being, and no injustice must be committed against him or her. What if a non-Muslim group of people declare war against a Muslim country? Can we say that since they're human beings, we should not fight them back? Well, that is a different story. Yes, they must be fought back because they're no longer innocent, they're guilty. And this does not go against the concept of doing good to humanity. You're listening to The Teacher from IRIB English Radio. Now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji, and we'll be right back.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We turn our attention to a beautiful statement, a very thought-provoking from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. And obviously, with the many thousands and thousands of sayings of traditions that we have from the Commander of the Faithful, it's sometimes difficult to only pick one and, you know, read and reflect and try to implement it. But obviously, we can't do everything at one time, and so therefore we take small glimpses into these beautiful traditions from the Commander of the Faithful and try to implement one of them at least on a weekly basis with the hopes that we can make a change in our own character and our own connection to the Prophet and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt. May God's peace and blessings be upon them all. Today in the short tradition that we want to reflect upon, the Commander of the Faithful reminds us of doing good actions and to not only do good actions but to be prompt to always seize the opportunity to do works of goodness for humanity. And the Commander of the Faithful states the following in this beautiful tradition. He says, Rush to undertake good actions before you are preoccupied with other things. Definitely this hadith is something all of us have to think about. The saying of the Commander of the Faithful is something which we all need to reflect upon and to put into practice in our day-to-day lives. You know, we all lead busy lives. We're busy with work, with school, with activities, with sports, driving our children perhaps to, you know, different programs that they are involved in. And we ourselves are, you know, just busy beings. We don't have time to sometimes sit and relax and think and reflect. And sometimes when a good opportunity comes, we say, well, you know what, I'll do it tomorrow. We'll pass it off and say, we'll do that good act another day when we have a bit more free time. Not realizing that perhaps that free time will never come. So the understanding that we have to put within our lives based on this tradition is that whenever a good opportunity comes, whether it be an opportunity to donate to a noble cause, to help orphans, to help widows, to feed the hungry, to aid in the propagation and the teaching and education of this beautiful religion of Islam, whatever good opportunity comes to us to perform a good action, let us seize that moment. Let us not wait and delay, because as the traditions also tell us that we have been read in the books of the Commander of the Faithful in his statements, we're told that good opportunities, these times to perform good actions pass just as the clouds pass overhead. And if we don't make use of these blessings, this time that God has given to us, and we miss on that opportunity, then we potentially may lose out on goodness because that opportunity may not come again. God may find somebody else of his creations to perform that good action, and we would have lost and been deprived of the blessings of this world and the world to come. So as we close, let us just remind ourselves this week that if we have an opportunity anytime to perform a good action, let us not delay and say that we'll wait and ask our spouse or our friend, or we'll get some feedback, or we'll, you know, wait till later on in the evening and do the good action. Let us try to do that good then and there, and ask Allah to always give us the ability to be those who He uses to promote goodness throughout the earth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see. When you feel you've lost it all, when you don't know who's your friend or foe, you wonder why you're so alone. Worry ends when faith begins.
When faith begins.
Don't be sad by what you see. It's true, life has its miseries, but one thing's always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher, and we're talking about doing good to humanity. We all must have a sense of common humanity. We are not animals to attack each other. We're all of the same kind. But then, how is it that we're seeing so many humans warring against and killing one another, causing so much bloodshed? This is because the Satan has influenced certain human beings to listen to their carnal desires. Take, for example, the Aryan powers. They want to rule over the world and impose their ideas on the entire world, and in order to do that, they could not care less about humanity, and so they kill and persecute whoever is against them. Is it okay for us to submit to them and sit idle, not fighting them back? Of course not. All human beings, not just the Muslim Ummah, must become united against all the forces which seek to destroy humanity in order to serve their own selfish interests. But then, human beings have different thoughts, beliefs, and values. How can they be good to each other? Well, it is okay to argue against one another about each other's beliefs and thoughts as long as it does not end up in hatred and dispute. In other words, we humans must sometimes agree to disagree. In this way, there will be peace and all human beings could live together and defend one another against any offender. In the Quran, Allah says that if you save the life of one human being, not only a Muslim, but a human being who is innocent, it is as though you have saved humanity in its entirety. And if you kill someone who is innocent or cause corruption on earth, it is as though you have killed the whole of humanity. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha